Thanks for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I just placed an order and it looks like it included something that I did not want.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code?
80549.
80549?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Can I get your first and last name?
It's Robert Miller.
Yes, sir. So I see account for Robert Miller, but could I just have you verify with your address?
Yes, it's P.O. Box 275, Wellington.
Yes, sir. You placed an order for the mail enhancement. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes, sir. If you don't mind me asking, which one didn't you want?
Well, it looks okay. There was the mail enhancement one. That was the $475 for the... It was free, just the ship. I paid the shipping and handling. It looks like it also included something, some muscle enhancer, whatever, for $745 or something like that.
Yes, sir. So the muscle enhancer is the one that you don't want?
I do not want the muscle enhancer, no.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment. Yes, sir. Thank you for holding. So I do see where you were charged for both of the orders. However, they do work. I can have one of those canceled out for you, the one that you don't want, but they do work best together.
I would prefer you to just cancel the one out.
Yes, sir. So just give me one moment to do that for you. Yes, sir. So just to make sure, you said you don't want the muscle enhancer, correct?
That is correct.
Yes, sir. So
why
just give me...
There's no indication when I'm looking at the product that the muscle enhancer is necessary, and I don't even understand why I did not take that option, and it still added it. So I don't like the way the website works. It basically forces you to take it, regardless of whether you say you don't or you do want it.
Yes, sir. I'm not sure why it wouldn't let you click off, but it should have given you the option to take the enhancer off or the muscle enhancer off.
I didn't click on it. It just added it to it, even though I clicked off the off that button. So again, it added it when I told it I did not want it.
Yes, sir. I do understand. I do apologize about that, but I can't have that the muscle enhancer taken off for you. So just give me one moment to do that for you. Yes, sir. So give me one moment. I'm still setting that up to have that taken out for you.
Okay.
And then I also went ahead and voided that charge of $745 for the shipping and handling for the muscle enhancer.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So I did go ahead and take off that muscle enhancer for you, as well as I avoided that charge of $745. So that won't be coming out of your account. And I see you placed your order on today. It does take about 3 to 4 business days in order for that to ship out. And if you don't receive it in about 4 days, give us a call back so that we can see what's going on for you.
Okay. So my bill is going to be $475, correct?
It seems like you pay $670 for shipping and handling.
Okay. Trying to get back to that place, so.
I'm showing that you have $745 for shipping and handling. That was for the mail and the muscle enhancer, and then it was $670 for the other enhancer. So I took off the
Oh, I.
$745, and I didn't take it off because the transaction was still pending, so I avoided that charge, so it won't come out. So the $745 has been canceled, but you were still down for $670, and that's for shipping and handling.
Oh, see, I was. Boy, that's okay. Oh, I see. Okay, I see that. I guess I was thinking that it was, and maybe I didn't read it right. I thought it was $475 that was for the shipping and handling. So I'm. We'll go with that. That's fine.
Yes, sir. I do apologize for the confusion. But yes, it is. It's $670 for the shipping and handling. And then I did take
Okay.
off that $745, and your order should be arriving in about 3 to 4 business days.
That'll be great. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Appreciate it. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.